The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus took the three that were closest to him, Peter, James, and John, up the mountain, and he manifested to them his glory. They could see him radiant with light, a light that could not be from this world. Jesus was preparing them for what was to come. Just prior to this experience, he had been speaking to them about his sufferings and his death. They were to be there with him, and they needed special grace. They, in turn, were then to help their brothers and sisters through those times of great trial. In the midst of this experience, God the Father speaks, and he says it all. God the Father has nothing more to say because he has said it all through his Son. "This is my Son, the beloved one. Listen to him." That's also what we are to do. We're also going down the mountain. We don't stay in the experience of consolation. Many of you have gone to a weekend retreat of different spiritualities, but an experience whereby you came to a special grace of awakening, of knowing the love of God, and a deep desire in your heart to love him and to respond to him. But then the Lord allows us and calls us to come down the mountain. Sometimes it happens in those retreats that someone says, "How good it is to be here. Too bad Monday we have to go back to the real world." Have you heard that before? But I want to say to you today that when we have an experience of God, we are entering into reality. It is the world that is living outside of reality, is living in a nightmare, is living in a lie. And it is our mission, after having come in touch with the truth, to pass on that truth, that witness, to the world. We too, in our times, have to face many difficulties. And it seems like the confusion and the darkness around us is increasing. Just this week, we hear that the government wants to take away the conscience clause that allows medical personnel to refuse to perform abortions. A way of forcing medical personnel to do what is immoral. So much for freedom of choice. Also, recently we hear that the president now wants to use taxpayers' money to do research with embryonic stem cells. Never mind that there are many other sources for stem cells. In fact, renowned scientists say that embryonic stem cell research is not the way to go, and they're not doing it anymore. And yet now the government wants to spend tax money to do something that has proven to give no results. And in doing so, they are killing innocent human life. It is important that we understand that the church supports stem cell research. And like I said, there are many sources for stem cells that do not require the killing of embryos and therefore are morally acceptable. Specifically, what the church is saying is, you shall not kill. Remember at the beginning when Eve was being tempted? The Lord had said, you can eat of any tree in paradise, but there's one that you cannot eat from. And what did the serpent do? The serpent said, how come God says that you cannot eat of any of the trees? Now, the church is saying, you can use stem cell research and use stem cells from all kinds of different sources. But there's one source that you cannot use, and that is when you are killing an embryo to get those cells. And what is the world saying? How come the church is saying that you cannot use stem cell research? You see the confusion? So we have to be clear. The church is in favor of science and research as long as we are not killing, as long as we're not doing something immoral. This is the challenges of our times. We are coming down the mountain. We have to face all those things and many other issues. And how important it is that we listen to the Lord, that we seek the truth. Peter, James, and John were then in Gethsemane. And the Lord called them in a special way to be with him in prayer. But they had not prepared themselves, and they fell asleep. They were so tired. We too, after our experiences of consolation, our experiences of God, are going to face many trials and difficulties. The Lord wants us to stand fast, to remember who he is, to to remember the graces we have received, so that we can persevere and then also participate in His victory, His glory. Amen.